8 for everyone in Asia, Europe, Africa, the islands in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the East Coast, and those in the Central Time Zone. West Coast, you're a little bit behind us. In fact, when this show is ended, you still have an hour. But ahead of schedule, I'll wish you a Happy New Year as well. So nice to be here tonight. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, as you heard in the introduction. And you're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'd like to wish everyone at BBS Radio a Happy New Year and thank Don Newsom for his wonderful support and technical expertise this evening. I know he's running the board and he's doing a great job. The sound here is great. Hope it is where you are. What are we going to talk about tonight? Well, don't have a special guest, and often when I say that, we get a supernatural visitation of some sort or another. There are a lot of things that I would like to talk about, and a lot of it is about the news and what's been going on in the campaign of presidential candidate Ron Paul. Now, why would I want to talk about Ron Paul and maybe not some other candidates? Well, it seems to me the Fair and Balanced Network, Fox, has been giving all the candidates quite a bit of attention. In fact, more than their deserved share. And even though they're fair and balanced, I guess what that means is when they don't want to acknowledge a grassroots movement, we're talking about regular people, regardless of whether or not they listen to talk shows on the internet or whether they get their real news from the internet, they're always portrayed to be kooks. Well, those of you listening on the internet at all tonight should be angry that they would call us kooks. After all, they invented the internet. We didn't. But what we did is we took an invention that they made, and we made it better. At least we made it a source of the truth, a source of information, and definitely one outside of the day-to-day 24/7 mind control garbage that they spew on the normal TV and the radio networks. We have a time coming upon us right now where we will be voicing our dissent with the way our country is headed, how we have lost respect around the world for a variety of reasons, but mostly it can be pointed to two things: the leadership we have and its shortcomings, and the fact that we've permitted this to happen. We have to take as much blame for what's going on as we would put on those who are orchestrating the worldwide events. This has been a crazy year. 2007 has been an absolutely insane year. And in many ways, also, we've been blessed because there have been a lot of people that have been awakened by many talk show hosts who have brought a unique, light-filled message to the world, telling people that they can create their own reality. After all, we were created by God, and God gave us that right. And yet there are a handful of greedy, warmongering sociopaths running the world, and they really don't care about anyone or anything other than themselves. And that's gradually becoming something which is intolerable to the rest of the world. So there is an awakening going on. Realize that. And it actually, the fear that they would have us feel through the terrorist acts that they orchestrate nonstop, it seems. So if we're not listening to the garbage that they spew on all the the cable networks and the satellite networks about the, what I call the blonde bimbos, because that's how they portray them to be, is a blonde bimbos. We listen to nonstop stories about Anna Nicole Smith, although she's died a number of months ago. this evening, just sort of channel surfing, looking to see what they were reporting on the news. Headline News Network decided that they had to run more stories on Britney Spears. I mean, talk about inducing someone to vomit. That type of programming certainly does it, and I can't imagine people that would just sit there for hour after hour listening to stories about Britney Spears. After all, it's been quite a long time since she's recorded any music, and they have to control our thinking. They have to lower the thought vibration down to a gutter level to feel like they're in control. That's how out of touch, how far removed from reality these people are. That's how controlled they are. And all we have to do is recognize that they're being controlled, and that those that control them have to resort to those tactics says quite a bit about how much we've awakened. My suggestion to everybody who's glued to the boob tube is to turn it off and don't pay attention to what they say. You're not going to hear the truth on the news. You are not going to hear it. I'm convinced of that. Now, I had a lot of people this past week, and we're talking about the last week, December 2007, email me or call me up and share with me the news that Fox News Network, in this presidential forum that's coming up soon, decided they were going to exclude presidential candidate Congressman Dr. Ron Paul from the forum. And I had gotten wind early this morning that the forum was going to be about the war on terrorism, and that he would not be a contributor to the event. He would not be a likely contributor to the event, or he would not be their desired contributor. In other words, they would not agree with his message, and they wouldn't want his message, which is quite rational and actually based more upon a solution than any of the other messages, which are just designed to perpetuate this war. After all, President Bush did say this war might last 100 years. Well, I doubt that. I doubt that that's going to happen. That's their wish, of course. They figure it's going to take them 100 years to brainwash the whole country here. Those of you who are listening in Canada who know what's going on with this North American Union that they deny, by the way, perkers up and pay attention to what's going on in your country. Now, some states have already begun the process of fighting this NAFTA superhighway that's rolling up through Texas and intended to go straight up through Canada, and then probably expand all across the country where they can just ship products in through Mexico and actually turn Kansas City into a Mexican port. These types of things are the issues that should be discussed in these debates, not health care. We don't have health care. Or abortion, because we don't have health care. What are they going to do? What's the next way to do abortions? Is it just pills? We're bombarded nonstop with three-letter diseases that they're inventing, and then medicines, what they call medicines, which are merely toxins to make you sick and to dumb you down further. They're trying to push their agenda for fear about the bird flu or a Chinese flu or a pig flu, the swine flu that they've revived from 100 years ago. These people are insane. and you're witnessing it. Those of you who are awake, you're witnessing insanity in action. I got a couple of emails this week of video interviews that Ron Paul did on Fox, and it seems it doesn't matter who it is. If it's Bill O'Reilly or Tucker Carlson or Hannity and Combs or any of these guys, they have to be smart alecks and make smart aleck comments. And I'm holding my language back here because I know there might be some children listening, even in the archives. They have to be smart, Alex, and say, well, you know, do you really think that you can lead this group of people that's just coming out of nowhere, giving you millions of dollars? I mean, how do you account for the fact that these people are giving you millions of dollars and nobody knows who you are? That's the type of garbage that they spew. And it's sickening. And what's more appalling is there's people that believe that's the way things really are, the way these newscasters talk to their guests, especially when the guest is coming on to confront the status quo, to confront the mind control, to confront the propaganda. It's a new year, folks. Lots of good things are going to happen this year, and I can guarantee you there are going to be big changes. Their fear in Washington, D.C. is going to have to answer to a lot of questions. His comeuppance is due. And the military-industrial complex that has been profiting from the destruction of the middle class, and you know it's the middle class because the upper class, as they like to call themselves, are not contributing to what's going on. They're not losing out in anything. They're profiting from all of this corruption. So if they're able to profit from a war, if they're able to profit from sickness and death and destruction, then they should get what they have coming, because eventually they're going to have to answer to the Creator. I can guarantee you the Creator is going to move. God is going to move this year, not just across the United States, not just across North America, but all over the world. And you'll begin seeing the results. We had a Christmas day of chemtrails all throughout the Midwest and the Northeastern United States. Sickening. And these are Christians. These people are Christians. And who demands this? Who pays for this? We've seen the reports of a mechanic who used to work on wings, and they had him sub for the guy that worked on the laboratories on these airplanes, and he discovered the tanks and the hoses that lead up to the wings. And when he started doing some internet research, he got suspended and he got reprimanded and threatened. Stay off the internet. Keep your nose out of what is not your business. While they tell us the cause of air pollution, you have a worldwide campaign to poison the world, and they use this idiotic excuse that it's for reflectivity of radio waves. Well, you have to ask yourself, if they're reflecting the radio waves, are they from the ground or are they from space? In fact, when these reflections, and I can tell you that radio waves travel much further and much more precisely without cloud cover than they do with cloud cover. Because cloud cover causes a Doppler effect. Cloud cover causes the sound waves or the radio waves to actually overlap each other and cause distortion and phase shifting or phase cancellation. There are a lot of anomalies that occur with cloud cover. And it has more to do with hiding what's going on up in the skies. Saturday night, I had the wondrous opportunity to view a flying saucer that was probably flying, I would guess, in the neighborhood of 300,000 feet. It was just a little speck in the sky, but it was all lit up, and this thing was tearing across the sky. And for a good minute and a half, I got to see it move from one end of the horizon to the other, from west to east. And it was a sight to behold, and I thought, no chemtrails tonight. Look what I'm seeing. Just in 1 minute. They don't want us to know what's going on out in space, that's for sure. And any of you who follow what's going out out in space know that there's quite a bit happening out there. Quite a bit more than we're told. In fact, we're told nothing about it. Anyone who's investigated ufology knows that we are not the only ones in this universe, let alone in our solar system. And there are great changes taking place. They're going to blame the pollution, the air pollution, on the fact that we drive cars. We drive the cars that they create to control us through the oil companies. They produce the oil that causes pollution. We use it. We're at fault. Your piddly little engine uses more oil and spews out more pollution than these airplanes or their military industrial complex. Don't question what happens when a nuclear weapon goes off. Don't question what happens when they shoot depleted uranium in bullets and hand grenades and missiles and bombs and landmines. Don't question that. Don't question the amount of pollution that comes from war. And we're talking about destroying countries and murdering millions of people. Then we have the drug war, the war on drugs. Put two border guards in prison last year for doing their job, for arresting a marijuana smuggler out of Mexico with 743 pounds of marijuana in a van. While they're telling us they're protecting the border and they're going to build a 2,000-mile wall, I don't even think they completed 13 miles of it, and then it stopped. But they did their photo ops on the border. And the reason for that is they want to undermine this country. They want to subvert the Constitution. They want to bring all the jobs down to no pay if they have to. And what are they doing? They're giving your Social Security money to people who are in the country illegally, people who they have aided and abetted into getting into this country. We give billions and billions of dollars away to other countries for the permission to put military bases in their countries, and then we turn around and we let their people come over here and the rest of us support them. Well, that's got to stop. And as I said in other shows, and I've written about, the only reason they're pushing to legalize illegal aliens because many of them, many of our politicians, our lawmakers, are illegal themselves. And it's coming out in research, and not just by this talk show host, this author, or this journalist. There are others that know the same thing. Nazism was not born in this country. This country was not founded on Nazism, and it's rather an aberrant kind of behavior to just start up from nowhere. It had to start from somewhere, and it started in Europe. And these same people, the Nazis from the war, had to lie about who they were to their own people, too. Because, by and large, they didn't belong to those countries either. Most of them didn't belong to Germany. It was throughout history that they had to sneak from country to country, pretending to be somebody other than they were, who they were. They pawned themselves off as Jews, they pawned themselves off as Roman Catholics, and now they're doing it as Protestant Christians here in the United States. And I'm not bashing any religion, and I'm not standing up against any religion. But there's a difference between being religious and being a politically motivated warmongering group, a secret society. And they gain their power, if you want to acknowledge it as power, they gain their power because they've created fiat financial systems, usury financing, and credit systems. Everything is coming out of thin air, and your blood, sweat, and tears goes into earning a living to support yourself and your family, and all they do is take, and kill. That's all they do. That's the only thing they know how to do. And they do like to lie a bit, I have to say. Now, where are these people going to end up? Well, that's up to the Creator. Ultimately, it's going to be up to the Creator. But they are going to have to take some responsibility for what they do. They're going to have to take responsibility, possibly in real time, here in the United States. Let me say that with what's going on in the political movement today, and I'm speaking about the suppression of Ron Paul's message. He's running as a Republican, and he has popularity. You think the Republican Party would support him, but no. What is that telling you about the Republican Party? Are they really the far-right conservatives that they claim to be? These people that would poison their own people in the food, poison their people in the water, and in the skies, and in the medicines, the vaccines? It used to be, and probably for the same reason, but it used to be a very small number of maybe 10 in 1,000 would become autistic. And where and when and how that occurred is really up in the air. But I would venture to say that autism was probably always caused by the vaccines that they gave us as children. I mean, and I'm not going to make fun of autistic people. There have always been people who are slow. I can tell you that. We've got them in Congress right now. We've got them in our schools. You'd be amazed at the number of people who are teaching in school, teaching political science or history, who've never heard of Ron Paul. I talked to one last week. It's amazing. They're telling their kids all about elections and telling them how to vote, how to pick a candidate, and they never heard of Ron Paul, and he's been in Congress for some 30 years. He's been in Congress longer than they've been teaching. And then we have outcome-based education. It's ridiculous, and I covered this in the show last week. If I don't remember what night it was, but certainly I welcome you to peruse the archives. I started posting some archives on my website, too, courtesy of BBS, so that people that visit my website can listen to the interviews and listen to some of my monologues, like tonight. Shouldn't complain about the time of my show. You should be fortunate or happy that I have a show and that I can bring this message out to you. Otherwise, tune to Fox. Tune into the 666 channel. That's what the letters stand for. Let them fill your brains with more garbage. If you're not getting it in your food, you're not getting it in your water, and you're not getting it in the air you breathe, then you need to get it off the airwaves. Get the mind control and the propaganda. Full tilt. I'm sure it'll activate all the stuff that you've consumed. Now, of course, that's not directed to those that are listening and understand what this message is about. Those are the doubters out there and the disinformation agents that like to call into the shows and spew their vitriol on behalf of the government that's probably paying them $10 an hour. and they create all these laws about computer hacking and eavesdropping, and they're the computer hackers and the eavesdroppers. They talk about illegal drugs, and they're the biggest drug dealers on the planet. That's their cash cow, is drugs. And they've turned your government, and they've turned administering how things run in this country on a day-to-day basis, and they're into their own little cash cow, every angle they have. Whether it's gasoline taxes, food taxes, entertainment taxes, telephone taxes, TV taxes, satellite taxes, cable taxes, road taxes, license taxes. Pretty soon they're going to come up with the brilliant idea of taxing the tax. Just because you have so much tax, they have to tax that. While they don't pay any, while they don't tell you they've got Swiss bank accounts and offshore accounts that they're all into, and that they're passing these drug laws, and they get stock in these drugs, and they're all making a killing off of it. Now, I'm upset that the local cable company took C-SPAN 2, which is the Senate coverage, off the air as part of the cable package, and they've made it that you have to subscribe to digital cable now so they can put their subliminal mind control in a digital format on you. They sell it as high definition. So what are you getting? High definition mind control? High definition propaganda? Is that what you want? The thing for me to do is cancel it. Cancel the cable. Because all the programming is nothing but repeats and commercials, infomercials all the time, drug commercials. That's all it is. Paying the cable company for that privilege. And they're making money running the commercials. It's insane. This world is absolutely insane. Unfortunately, for those that are dumbed down, it's going to get worse. But back to the vaccines, we have now. I think the average is something like 157 out of 1,000 kids, which is darn near 16% of all the kids that are getting vaccines are turning out to be autistic. And then they came up with this mystery disease called ADD or ADHD, attention deficit disorder. But they got to have letters, you see. They have ADD and RLS, and RLS is the restless leg syndrome. Now, I've taught kindergartners and first graders and second graders on up, and I've seen them. They've got restless legs. But that disease wasn't named after them. That was somebody came up with the brilliant idea that if you have trouble sleeping, it must be something with your legs that's causing that. It's ridiculous. I don't know. I guess if pretty soon they're going to start to say that they're probably going to start blaming flatulence on an ice cream brain freeze. You know, if you eat your ice cream too fast. Oh, I'm being ridiculous here, but you have to ask yourself, what goes through these people's minds? What can go through their minds? And the profits that they make off of their drugs cost them 12 cents to fill out a prescription of a certain type of drug, a heart medication, and usually it's the statin drugs, and they turn around and the markup is like 569,000 times what it cost them to make. Unbelievable profits. But as long as people pay for it, or as long as the insurance pays for it, it's okay. Well, the insurance can cover it because they're charging you an arm and a leg for your insurance. No pun intended. So they're not going to tell you that they're intentionally trying to make kids autistic, or if these drugs are that dangerous that they haven't been tested, they're not going to admit that they've done it, because they're going to get sued. But the politicians, our leaders, took care of that, and they gave them protection. Why would they give them protection? Because they're making money on the side. They can tell them, they know when the drugs are approved by the FDA, all they have to do is go out and buy the stock before it's made public. They make a killing on it. And when they're not doing that, they're staging terrorist attacks, and then they're doing put options on airline industries, making money off of that. It's incredible. And then they're stealing companies, they're stealing houses, they're breaking up the families, putting the kids in foster homes and other programs so that they can give them drugs, so they can make them a number and convert that into a dollar value and take that money to these pure trusts, which end up being in derivative and hedge fund accounts. And somebody's raking in the money. It's in most of the cases, it's not the people that are putting up the money to get into these things. But you've got organized crime running your court system. You got a shadow government, which is really organized crime, again, supported by the central banks. And then the secret societies are involved. Everybody's got their hands into it, all of them. What's happening right now, and I think it's going to come out this year, in fact, I know it's going to come out this year, is that they're at war with each other, that there's a fracture in the Illuminati structure. And it's evident. It's evident. When you look at what's going on overseas, okay, we have another assassination, and they can't even tell you the truth about the wounds that the former prime minister of Pakistan suffered, or the cause. First it was a bullet, then it was a bomb, then it was a bullet, then it was hitting her head on something. You know, it's just one story after another. But then the media comes out. They're experts on the terrorism, or they're experts on assassination. They know everything. They can't give us a straight story. What's amazing with all these different stories coming out, there was no autopsy permitted. That's what was reported. So how do you know what the cause of death is if there's no autopsy? Unless you were somehow involved in it. What was interesting, and I brought this up, and it's worth repeating on the first of the year, those of you who are listening and are planning on voting in the presidential election, when they asked John McCain, his take was the war on terror. He had to use his opportune time in front of the microphone, the 30 seconds that he gave him, to push the war on terror, even though it had nothing to do with the war on terror. Then they started coming out saying it was Al-Qaeda that was behind this. Just like on 9/11, same thing. Al-Qaeda is behind everything. If LSU loses to Ohio State for the national football championship, college football championship, they're going to blame that on Al-Qaeda too, I guarantee you. Anyway, after the McCain interview, they interviewed Mike Huckabee for maybe 30 seconds, and he said, "Well, he offered, they were sorry for what happened, and offered, well, he offered his sad feelings to the family, and then he said, and we apologize for what happened." Use those words. We apologize for what happened. And I thought, apology is a very strange term to use when someone is assassinated. It implies that you were behind the assassination, or you knew And in this case, when this assassination occurred, everyone in the know, most of the researchers and those who are discerning came out and said, boy, that was an intelligence maneuver there, that assassination. So are we going to hold Mr. Huckabee accountable, or is he going to come up with some excuse? Like the congressman that got busted, I think it was in Idaho, although it may have occurred somewhere else, but it was the one where the congressman was soliciting a sex act from the man in the next stall over from him, who happened to be a policeman. And then he had a ruse that he dropped a card or something on the floor. Oh, these people. And there's a history of their sexual preferences and pedophilia and sex rings in Washington, D.C. You can look up the Franklin cover-up. That's still the cover-up. You can still call it the Franklin cover-up. John DeCamp, a former congressman, wrote about it. Produced a DVD about it, a book. And it was in the newspaper. And they had to have all the newspapers picked up off the streets the morning that story came out in Washington, D.C. And it's on the Internet. You can Google the Franklin cover-up, and you can read about it. It's real. And these are the people who are leaders doing this. These are the people that are on the verge of declaring martial law in this country. And they want to suppress freedom of speech. Well, I can understand why, because the truth is coming out and their lies are being exposed. Their identities are being exposed and their crimes are being exposed. Of course, they don't want anybody talking about that. But we still have a right to talk about it because it's occurring. And it's our country. It's not their country. In fact, many of them aren't from here. I mentioned that earlier. They're not from here. They're illegal aliens that stole or invented identities and created false war histories for themselves. They made themselves war heroes by committing murder. In the process of committing murder and having those that would cover up and lie for them, they made themselves into war heroes. And they were involved in assassinations left and right all over the world for at least the past 60 years or more. But at least 60 years. We've had 60 years of assassinations going on in this country and throughout the world, perpetrated by the same group of people, same ones that started the wars, same ones that are profiting from the wars. And people just don't wake up to that. Well, those people are going to be left behind. Those of us who are awake are going to move on. We're moving on into a higher vibration. We're moving into our own. We're remembering who we are, and we're going to make our own choices about our future. I can remember in school at a young age, they told us how slavery was over, that the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves, while all the while they were grinning like Cheshire cats, because they knew in their minds that was just the beginning of slavery. We had the war in Vietnam, and prior to that, the North Korean War. We're still in North Korea. For what? Well, it just gives them another base to deal drugs. And I can tell you, most places that we are upholding bases in foreign lands, they're using those bases as shipping points for the drug industry. And I've heard people recently on other shows, on other networks also, talk about the war on drugs and the fact that you can't stop the illegal drugs without destroying the economy. Oh, we wouldn't want to destroy the economy to stop illegal drugs. We wouldn't want to do that. So we bought into the propaganda, and at the same time, you have these people that know that it's illegal. They're saying, well, it'll destroy the economy. So the economy is the most important thing on this planet. Fiat economy, by the way. Credit economy. Usury economy. And they take the money they're stealing, and what are they building with it besides these bases? They invade Iraq. They rob the central bank. They discover a couple of what they like to call stargates or wormholes. And they want to control space from that vantage point. They build 14 military bases in Iraq. For what? For democracy? Do those people have democracy? They've ruined the lives of 5 to 5.5 million people. They've killed over 1 million and chased another 4 or 4.5 million out of the country. What democracy? They've got Blackwater troops there murdering people left and right. And they're shooting our soldiers, too, because we've got friendly fire going on all the time. I can't imagine soldiers that are watching each other's backs shooting at each other. But those that are figuring out what's going on, they're taking care of them with the Blackwater mercenaries. And these guys are making a fortune compared to what our soldiers are making. Where is that money coming from? What program are we paying them that money? Eric Prince and his Blackwater group. You got a president that bought a 98,840-acre ranch in Paraguay and it has been given immunity to the troops that he stations there, although has Congress appropriated any troops to go to Paraguay to a secret base that he's built there? Underground base, landing strip, and barracks for about 16,000 troops. Why do they need immunity from international crimes? What is it they're planning on doing? Or what have they done already that they haven't gotten caught for? What a year 2007 was. But we can also be grateful that truth is shining upon all of this evil, that the light is shining on the darkness, exposing it, because where there's light, there can be no darkness. And they're becoming afraid of that. That's what's interesting, is that they have to do all of this subvertly or covertly. They have to do this in secret. What they don't tell you is all the signing statements that our president is signing are perpetrated by the vice president, Dick Cheney, and David Addington, his attorney genius hack, who's coming up with all these ideas. You see, they just want to take your rights away little by little by little. They don't tell you they've got at least four former KGB or maybe even current KGB officers working for the NSA, setting up all the databases and all the mind control programs. Because they're pushing for their one world government. But they got problems because they're shafting the people in Europe over the theft of trillions of dollars and the phony accounts, the mirrored accounts. Because they can't make the payments to the people that put the money. They keep promising them, well, we had a hitch here, we had a hitch, you know. We need a couple more days, you know, a couple more days. Our packages are on the way. And I've seen the emails that they send to each other. Because people ask me if I thought they were real. And I said, no, This is just more disinformation, like everything else. They ignore their own court orders and tell the whole world that they've made a settlement with Ambassador Leo Wanta. And then they play ping pong with all the central banks, with the money, with trillions of dollars, passing it through a bank for a tenth of a second. And you should see the enormous amounts of money, fictitious, it's all fictitious. Because they think they can just keep doing it and everybody's too stupid to figure out what's going on. This one thing after another, folks. You know, they had mad cow disease at the beginning of last year in Canada, and they had to destroy all kinds of cattle to get rid of the mad cow disease. And what causes it, or how do these cows come down with it? Usually it's because they're putting ground up sheep in their feed. Duh. Ground up sheep in cattle feed. Oh man. But no, can't stop that. You know, can't stop all these crazy vaccines, you know, the growth hormone that they're giving the cattle. And then that spreads into the food chain right away. You got 10-year-old girls growing breasts and having their period at 10 years old. That's not a problem. Oh, but we got to keep the population down. Well, the chemtrails and the drugs will take care of that. The water, all of that. It's just insanity. It's insanity. And I hear people say stuff like, oh, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, she's for health care. You know, oh, my God. Google the Clinton body count sometime on the Internet. Just read it. I mean, if somebody made all this stuff up, then they did a good job. They deserve a contract for a Hollywood movie. Read the Clinton body count. There are several versions of it. Now there's some good disinformation versions of it too that sort of repute all of it. But you know, when you have several hundred people that die from suicide, hanging themselves, plane crashes, shooting themselves with the opposite hand that they normally use multiple times in the back of their head, plane crashes and car accidents. And I mean, those things happen, but they usually don't happen with a plane load of generals or a plane load of dignitaries. And always one or more of these people that have associations with the Clintons. Be interesting for you to read that. You could read Christopher Story's reports about Clinton, or Tom Flacco or Stu Webb's site. There's a lot of information that does not hit the media. And we have people, oh, yes, you know, she's a great senator and she's this and that. Well, she might be a great senator, but there's no doubt that she and her husband have been involved with the organized crime figures just as much. They're both CIA assets. Not everybody in the CIA is bad, by the way, but you've got some rogue versions of the CIA and the FBI and normal law enforcement. Now tasering is the big deal. It's like they're conditioning us now. Get used to the tasering. It used to be mace. I don't even hear about mace much anymore. Maybe on an old rerun of Cops or something like that, they're showing somebody getting sprayed with mace, but most of the time, now they're just tasing people. It must be a lot more fun for them to do that. Or someone higher up said, okay, this is going to be the preferred method of torture, because to me, to use a taser is torture. If they can't subdue one man with eight cops, then they shouldn't be cops. or they need more training with tasering people, tasering old ladies and old men in airports and at normal traffic stops. I mean, it's insane. And there are people fighting back about it. I mean, there have been over 307 deaths in the last year because of tasering. And you can taser yourself. You can stick your finger on the back of a TV set. I don't recommend doing it. I'm just saying you could do it. The capacitor in a TV set will hold a 50,000-volt charge. And then it's got a warning label there that it can kill you. Well, 307 people have been killed by tasing, if not more. I'm sure there's somebody every day who's being killed by it now. There was a woman in the Phoenix airport this year, just a few months ago, was tased and died from it. But what they cover up is the abuse she underwent with the police prior to the tasing. And in many cases, it's the same type of situation. There are people that just don't have soul anymore, or they're void of spirit. And really, you know, the Bible talks about the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That these are spiritual issues, that this is spiritual warfare. I know what spirit is. I know when God speaks. I've heard God's voice. And I've seen angels. And I can tell you it's a lot different from what these people conjure up. They conjured up their demons on 9/11, and it's on photo, on multiple photos. You can see the manifestation of demons coming out of flames and smoke clouds. That's how they get their jollies off, is through murder, mass murder. The reason we had planes totally disintegrated is because there were no planes to totally disintegrate on 9/11, virtually anywhere. Now, the big question should be, where did all those people go that were on those flights? And that story's not finished. That story will eventually get its due share in the spotlight, not with a commission though. No, they've done that too many times. They had commissions back in 1941 after Pearl Harbor, and they had commissions, they had their little commission after the Kennedy assassination, because the commission is outside the law. Whatever the commission says takes the place of the law. That was our fault for not stopping it then. But we didn't know. We couldn't imagine that people could be so evil. But look at all the evil folks going on around the world right now and tell me that we are the cause of that. Now, maybe we're responsible for permitting it, but let's point the finger where it belongs. We're about out of time tonight. We're in the new year. This year, I'm going to be bringing many solutions forward through my guests and maybe through some more monologues. I could go on and on for a couple more hours about all the things we've experienced in the last year, but these are just some highlights. And hopefully, some of them resonate with you. We shouldn't be so quick to forget what's been going on and what they're doing, because they're still doing it to us now. We can put a stop to it, and we must put a stop to it. We have individual responsibility to wake up And once we are awakened, we can join with others who are awakened, and we can present some solutions and put some solutions into motion. All they want to do is destroy us. Ultimately, that's all they want to do is destroy us. And it's all about control and power. And if we don't give them the power, if we don't allow them, or if we don't acknowledge it, what do they have? They have nothing but themselves. And they will get their comeuppance. The universe is recording everything that they're doing. And it has ways of fixing itself. And our Creator made it that way. So, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. Now that I got that out of my system, we can proceed and have a Happy New Year. And think about these things. And still got an hour on the West Coast. So, those of you who hear this maybe in the archives, Happy New Year. And I want to thank Don Newsom for all the help and the great audio tonight. And I wish everyone a good night, peace, love, and light. Bye now.